BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Anto Sharp off of Straight In My Basket is on Innuendo Bingo and he absolutely loves it. Greg's on Real or No Real. A listener gets in touch with a tough decision that he wants us to make for him, and I can't feel my face cause dentist. Scott Mills, Radio 1. Welcome back, Chris.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, some people are saying, are you rehearsing for Panto? Is that where you're off at the moment?
No, this is what concerns me, is if I do take a day off, that you make up lies as to where I am.
No, I just said you were recording something yesterday.
Yeah, but that makes it sound like it's a charity single or something. there's nothing. It wasn't that.
No, all will become clear.
Just for Radio 1.
Very soon on Radio 1. So we've got Anto Sharp playing Innuendo Bingo today.
Yes, brilliant.
He's an online sensation. Every time he puts something on, it just goes crazy, doesn't it?
Mm. I mean, he's a viner, which I always think is an odd term for someone. It sounds a bit...
You know, a viner.
But he's really successful because obviously he does the catchphrase...
You're going straight in my basket.
So he goes around supermarkets and puts things that sound a little bit innuendo-y into baskets. Mm. And he's doing all right out of it. So he was on our student tour in Southampton. We actually made him go around the student supermarket. Great video, that.
It's bizarrely one of the most popular things we've done in the last couple of months is me and Anto Sharp walking around a supermarket just putting things in basket.
So he's going to be on Bingo today, and I, for one, am very excited about it. What else did you miss yesterday? Oh, yeah, Christmas song. I played Underneath the Tree by Kelly Clarkson.
Are you okay, hun?
I think that's a good one.
What was everyone saying about it?
Mostly good.
Really?
Yesterday was a month to Christmas, so people seem to be into it. And as you know, a couple of weeks ago, they really weren't.
And at this time of year as well, even if you do want to play a Christmas song, there's only really one that everyone's going to play, because they're too nervous to go proper deep.
Yeah, you can't go into, I wish it could be Christmas every day at this stage.
No.
It's just wrong. But I thought Underneath the Tree, it's kind of like quite recent. Thought it would just ease us in, you know?
It's a gateway Christmas song.
Gateway. And also, epic Who game with the listeners yesterday.
Was it?
Yes, so good.
Any highlights for me?
9-volt batteries and Trojan condoms.
Huge.
All made it into
like a great shout.
Huge. I've been to the dentist. I was on Grimmy's show from the dentist chair this morning. So if I sound a bit weird, that's why. They said it would wear off by now, but still can't feel my face.
Just can't feel your face.
No.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills Daily.
Right, are we ready for today's bingo? I believe we are. The waters are there. The sheets are there. The bin's there. All we need now is this man.
Ooh, a big sausage. That's going straight in my basket.
You can watch this at 1:45. I could just watch his facial expressions all day.
Mm. And what I like about his catchphrase as well, he sort of turns into a different character, doesn't he, with it? So he goes from quite normal Anto, he's quite quiet, quite a normal guy, and then he just puts on this ridiculous... Oh!
Is it a bit like when, with Keith Lemon, where people don't realise that
yeah.
Keith Lemon's a character and they think it's a real person? Do you think that happens to him as well?
We weren't sure. Do you remember when we first saw the videos? We weren't sure if what he actually really was like.
Yeah, but he doesn't, Anto Sharp doesn't really speak like that. He's like, oh, my own from Essex, isn't it?
Oh, my,
what?
Or is that an act?
I don't know,
Keith Lemon, I don't know when it's an act and when it all finishes.
Well, Keith Lemon is not a real man. It's
right.
A man called Lee who's playing a character called Keith Lemon.
Now, is Lee Francis a character?
No, that's a real person.
How do you know?
I know this because I've known him for a long time, but I remember being in an office with him once and he was starting to do the Keith Lemon impressions, and it's when I'd only just met him and I was like, okay, which one is the real you? Is it the guy that's talking to me normally, or then you're breaking into this weird accent? Which one is you? It's really confusing.
Okay.
We should probably ask Anto what the real one is.
It might be very different to what we've said.
Oh, I don't know. Characters confuse me.
Yeah.
And now we'll get loads of people now going, what do you mean Keith Lemon's not a real person? It's a character.
Are we doing this innuendo bingo like normal, back to normal, after Steph and Dom on Tuesday, you know, where that was quite jazzy, sofa in the live lounge?
I know. It's getting a lot of good love, though. It's getting a lot of views.
Did you see how many people were tweeting pictures of them doing an iPlayer and chill night?
Yes.
Watching innuendo bingo.
Loads.
So good.
Really good. Yeah, back to normal today. Nothing for you to worry about. Just a bit of water and a man that goes straight in my back.
Man on man.
All right. So that's happening at 1:45. If you love Anto on Vine... He's a viner.
He's a viner.
He's a viner. Then get online and watch it at 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Anto Sharp's here. Hello. Hello, guys.
You right?
How are you?
Very good. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, at the start of the summer, I think it was, we started to get obsessed with your Vines, with your videos on Vine.
Yes.
And it's just you going around supermarkets, putting stuff that sounds a little bit rude in your basket and then going...
You're going straight in my basket.
It's a simple idea.
Pretty much.
Definitely worked. and then you joined us on the student tour in Southampton to do some live basketing.
Yes.
And just you and Chris shopping. Going around the supermarket, otherwise known as shopping. And now you're here playing innuendo bingo.
What is going on?
I know.
Do you find this mad? Because you're a fan of Radio 1, aren't you? Like, yeah. You used to listen to Innuendo Bingo when you were driving around. That's what you told me.
Oh, yeah. Did I?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I did. No, I've listened for years, actually, like, from, you know, I'd say day one, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but, yeah.
From 1967. From day one. Because, I'm just trying to get my head around this. Obviously, you've got a lot going on at the moment. We'll get to the Christmas song in a minute. But have you still got a normal job?
I mean, I'm a carpenter.
Yeah.
But it's sort of going more towards the video side.
Oh, no, I love it. I think you need to keep both. I think you need to keep both.
You could just
brilliant.
Picture me on site, can't you? Hi, boys.
And have you still got the van?
Oh, mate, the van. I'm not getting rid of that.
No, don't get rid of the van. Exactly. It's a bit like Ben Hay now on X Factor. So, I'm not going to get rid of the van. I bet he's got rid of the van by now.
He's in a Lambo.
Mm. Yeah, he definitely is.
Well, maybe not.
Everyone must come up to you and ask you to do the phrase all the time. Where's the weirdest place that someone's come up to you and be like, oh, go on, just say it. Go on.
Toilet.
Oh, where?
Public toilet.
Oh, really? Mm. What, in a pub or club or?
Yeah, like in a pub, yeah.
Oh, go on, mate, do it.
Oh, my God, you're that guy. I was like, yeah, you're right, mate, how you doing? Do it. I'm like, yeah, just trying to wash my hands about.
It's really tricky as well, because if people in the toilet don't know the clip, all they're hearing is some guy going, oh, straight in my basket.
So many people on Twitter and Facebook and Radio 1 Text looking forward to this today. Now, we do need to discuss the Christmas song. You've done one. We can't blame you for doing it. I mean, look at the Wild Stone Raider last year.
Exactly. Look at it.
Number four.
Really?
Number four.
On the Christmas, going for Christmas number one is a massive deal.
I mean, is that what you're setting out to do, or you just thought it'd be fun?
To be honest, it was a bit of a laugh. You know, we sort of had the idea flying around, and it was, shall we do it, shall we not? We're like, yeah, go on in. A bit of a laugh, you know, all fun and games.
Is there anything you've said no to in terms of the catchphrase being on something? Do you know what I mean? Like, because you must have all the merch. Mm. It must all come through.
Oh, you mean in merch?
Yeah, well, let's say a sewer company came to you and went, would you mind us using That's Going Straight in Our Baskets?
That's Going Straight in My Sewer.
Yeah, and you've been like, no.
Not particularly. I mean, a lot of brands want to use it, don't get me wrong. But yeah, there are probably some smaller ones that you're like, it wouldn't work.
Okay. That's what I need. I need a catchphrase.
Yeah, you do.
If you have a catchphrase, you can do all of these things.
There is merchandise though, right? And is that, do you make the t-shirts and that?
Yeah, I don't make them myself, right. No. Not in the back of the van. No.
All right. It's because I was watching The Apprentice last night. They're making their own.
But there is merchandise, t-shirts available.
Fabulous. Now let's get to the Christmas
song.
Do you want to hear the song? Okay, here we go. This is Let's Put Christmas in Your Basket. Yes! This is on.
Ooh! Jingly bells!
They're going straight in my basket. I wasn't expecting that.
No.
Ooh! Santa Claus, come here, you!
You're going straight in my basket.
But then, when you're least expecting it...
Ladies that shop at Bailey's. Mince pies for the guys.
Who's that guy in the vocals?
There's quite a good chorus coming up.
Shining bright, let me see those fairy lights.
Christmas dancing, by the way.
Straight in my basket.
Here we go.
Let's put Christmas in your basket. Things just wouldn't be the same.
Yeah.
Dinner would be ruined without some figgy pudding. And having your stockings filled again.
Yes, there we
are. Did you have to record this in like late summer? Like, was it one of those situations where you planned this a while ago?
On a boiling hot day, and you're singing about Christmas.
Let's put Christmas in my basket.
Even if it was around Christmas, it still would be really weird. It's just a ridiculous song. It's hilarious. It's just those, yeah.
You've
just
got a song. That's crazy. I love it. And we're about to play Innuendo Bingo with Anto Sharp. A lot of people looking forward to this.
Can't wait.
People are delaying going back to work for this so they can watch it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You can see Anto Sharp about to play live Innuendo Bingo.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
He used to listen to it in his van when he was driving around, and now he's playing it on Radio 1.
This is good.
This is great.
Do it.
Okay, so we've got a few people saying they're so looking forward to this, like Josh. Josh says, I've actually rushed my work this morning to be able to watch Innuendo Bingo today with Anto, because I love him. Tracy in Edgeware says, put the cameras on. They're on now, Tracy. You can watch us. And Barney says, I love the Christmas song, Anto.
It's
kind of in your head. Stop it. It's in your head already. Okay, so we all know how this works. Anto, you've probably seen this before as well, as would have heard it. So loads of water. You'll notice if you watch it online, there is an actual, kind of a basket.
No. So, but someone texted in about 5 minutes ago suggesting that we should have used a basket instead of a bin. Producer Will did the best he could, and he's come back with a crate.
It's a crate.
What is it, a milk crate, or have you just stolen it from Tesco?
I'm not sure how he's managed to get this.
Well, let me help you there, because I've got something in my bag before we continue. So, some treats for you. One second.
Okay, right, okay. This is unplanned.
So you putting these treats straight in my crate?
What's in the bag?
We'll see.
What's going on?
Is this an extra large?
Okay. So, that's not a basket.
What's going on?
This, my friend, is a basket.
Oh, it's got a little camp basket.
In it, Scott, got you some nuts.
Oh, lovely.
A bag of nuts for you.
Oh.
And Chrissy.
Oh.
Some lovely sausages.
Oh.
Also.
That's fabulous. Thank you. It wasn't.
Actually, the world's smallest basket.
That's
cool.
A great basket.
It's not the size that matters, Chris.
Are these your baskets that you're now flogging?
Yeah, now I'm selling them as well, yeah.
I know how occasionally it goes back into Essex.
Back in a bit.
Yeah. Okay, right, here we go. Get your water in your mouths, please. Let's play Innuendo Bingo. First, we're going over to the Great British Pottery Throwdown, hosted by the incredible Sarah Cox. Now, I don't know what contestant Tom is making here, but judges Kate and Keith seem very impressed.
That's not bad.
Nice tidy rim.
What Tom's got there, he's got enough meat in the bottom there. That looks really good.
Good sturdy base for Tom's pot there. What's please?
Little dribble.
I'm sorry, can you explain that one ever so slightly more? It's pottery, right? It's not a cookery show.
Pottery. The Great Pottery Throwdown.
He's put meat at the bottom of his pot.
No, it means it's got a sturdy base.
Oh, right.
But that is how you impress the judges on that show, meat in the bottom.
What Tom's got there, he's got enough meat in the bottom there. Yes. That looks really good.
Ollie and Sarah spotted that one. Next, it's going over to Simply Nigella on BBC Two. Fill your cheeks, please. We all know that Nigella is a fantastic cook. But it sounds like she'd be quite good at hosting guests as well.
When I have people over, I don't do formality. I do cosy. And I feed my friends my fish tacos.
Oh, Nigella. If you listen, the Phantom Laugh is back as well. Can you hear her?
Oh, yeah, she's back.
Can you hear her?
There she is.
She is under the desk.
Is that someone under the desk?
There's someone under the desk taking pictures of you.
Yeah.
Nigella Lawson there.
I feed my friends my fish tacos.
Okay. Thank you, Stuart, Sean and Lindsay, for emailing that one across. Next, Sunday Brunch. Water, please. And Animatronic of the Scissor Sisters was special guest. What's funny about that? Now, when it comes to this Anto's gone. Okay. Reload. When it comes to this cocktail tasting technique, I really hope Animatronic knows what she's doing.
And using the savoury notes to play against the sweeter elements of classic cocktails.
Really nice.
Yeah.
I'm still working on this one.
Yeah,
that's good. Okay, then we'll wander on to the last one. Marcus.
Okay. I'm just going to go ahead and double fist it.
And that is what happens, everybody, when you hold a cocktail in both, with each hand. Yeah.
I'm just going to go ahead and double fist it.
Animatronic there on Sunday Brunch.
Officially soaked.
Oh,
Very wet.
How is it? Is it pretty wet over there?
Wet game, yeah.
Yes. It's
very damp.
Sam in Pontypridd says, this Inuit Bingo is going straight in mine. I get to watch live for a change. Water, please.
Do you think that, that phrase is going to stick with you forever? Without sounding morbid, it'll be what, it was what's written on the...
go on, say it, go on.
Do you know what I mean? probably,
not, right, God, yeah. God, how to lighten the mood.
Yeah. No, sorry. It's
when you die, you know, just,
yeah. You know that bit when you're going to die?
Just wondering.
Okay. Water, please. Don't get yourself off the phantom laugher now. Now let's go over to Sky News. Chris. Sky News. On Sky News, they have reporters absolutely everywhere.
Well, let's go to Tom Rayner. He broke this story for us this morning. He's in Amman in Jordan.
Again.
Well, let's go to Tom Rayner. He broke this story for us this morning. He's in Amman in Jordan.
Yes.
Water, please.
I can't even look at his face.
I know. It gets like that. Over to the right stuff. Sorry. Everyone's talking about when it's written on his tombstone. That's going straight in my casket.
Cheers, Chris.
Oh.
Cheers, a round of applause.
There's so many emails and texts coming in.
Well done, everyone. We all win today.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm crying. Okay, right. So the right stuff on Channel 5. And they were debating whether austerity was coming to an end.
Straight in my closet.
Oh. Channel 5, the right stuff. Now, this is a very serious discussion, but... Chris... But Matthew Wright is trying to make it a lot less complicated for us. Matthew's trying to make it so that we can all understand what's going on.
Andre, end of austerity, do you think? Someone like, I mean... Well, God,
No, what I was going to say, the things that I picked up on yesterday in terms of the building of new homes for young people, I think that is a fantastic thing for first-time buyers.
You know, but it only deals with the numbers that he's pledged to buy would only satisfy housing need till the end of next year.
Yep.
It is not a long-term solution. It is a finger in the hole of the dike.
What?
Spotted by Emily and Reese, that one. Remember, if you spot an innuendo, send it my way, please. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It could be on a game of innuendo bingo.
What?
It is a finger in the hole of the dike.
Now, we're going over to Radio 2. And it's presenter Lisa Tarbuck. Now, Lisa's getting in touch, sharing their dreams. And a lot of them seem to be about Daniel Craig. And anything can happen in dreams, as you know.
Lisa, can you tell the Daniel Craig snogger that he was two-timing that night, the rat? He was actually giving me a facial whilst periodically kissing my face.
One of my favourites from Tuesday there. What a lad.
He was actually giving me a facial whilst periodically kissing my face.
Okay.
Craig for you.
Next it is. Next. It's pretty wet now. Next we're going over to Oxford Street Revealed on BBC One, talking about one of London's most famous streets. And it's amazing what photographer Jason has managed to see from the air.
Jason and Miles are planning on just over an hour's flying time. And countryside soon becomes city as London's famous landmarks hove into view. Something exciting is going on in the Queen's back garden. and Jason can't resist a few snaps.
Well, you would take pictures, wouldn't you? You right there, Chris?
Full on, fully wet.
Something exciting is going on in the Queen's back garden. Oh. And Jason can't resist a few snaps.
OK, we've got one more, lads.
Come on in.
It's BBC Two and Michel Roux's service. Michelle's certainly put a lot of thought into this evening's guest list.
What's a pescatarian?
Pescatarian only eats fish.
Gok Wan, Dermot Gavin and Sophie Ellis-Bextor have been personally invited by Michelle for their love of eating out.
I love this game still. And that was In Your Own Bingo with Anto Sharp. Well played, everybody. That was brilliant. Thanks, Anto.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us.
I know that we'll see you again soon, so thank you very much for being on. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Still can't feel my face. Is this normal?
I think, you're okay, aren't you?
I'm fine. It's just that I went to the dentist quite early this morning. I was on Grimmy's show from the dentist chair. Oh, I didn't take a picture to prove it. Everyone on Twitter was like, oh, I don't believe you. It just sounds like you're in a room with people. Mm. I was in the actual dentist chair. And the feeling's not coming back anytime soon.
But I've just seen you bosh a load of sausages, so you've got some feeling in the face.
Yeah, I did it with the...
You've got enough feeling in your face to be able to bosh through a whole packet of cocktail sausages.
I use the right side of my mouth, actually.
Oh, is that how it works?
Mm. I can't. It's even got my nose. I can't even feel my nose. I can't feel my nose when I'm with you.
So if you put cocktail sausages in the other side of your mouth, they just fall out.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens, isn't it, after you go to the dentist, stuff falls out.
Do you want to try?
Go on.
No, go on. Okay, go on.
Well, this isn't. I'm cracking a sausage.
Radio One.
We haven't got these sausages in the studio if you are listening from management.
Well, there we are. See, straight out.
It just falls out.
Straight out.
I filmed that.
What a fun game.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio One.
Radio One, have you seen Adele's Instagram?
Which one? No, I don't think I have.
She's done a video where she goes, hello, it's me, and then realises what she said. She's like, ah!
I've not seen this.
I can't even say hello, it's me anymore. But it is me, it's Adele. She's doing a tour, isn't she? Just announced tickets on sale December the 1st at 9 a.m. Oh my God, everyone's going to be getting up early that morning, aren't they, trying to get them. And she's done it in front of a big map of Europe, like she's doing the weather. Here's where I'm going on tour this year.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Josh has been on saying, you said earlier in the week you were going to play a Strace in My Basket game with us, the listeners, versus Anto Sharp, who invented the phrase Straight in My Basket. Yes, we are, Josh, and that's going to be on tomorrow's show, the Straight in My Basket game off with you and Anto Sharp.
This is
BBC
Radio
1.
Now, Chris, I've received an email from somebody.
Okay.
And I've got him on the line now, but he doesn't want us to use his real name. Hello, caller.
Hello.
And we've also changed his voice.
Have you?
Yes.
You can't tell. Yes, you can.
Yeah, you can. So what would you like to be known as? Because you need to give yourself a different name.
Dave.
Dave?
It's not very exotic, that Dave.
Come on, you're going to make up a name. Make it more exciting than Dave. No offence to Dave's.
It's like when Beyonce chooses her alter ego to be someone called Sasha Fierce. This is your one chance to be someone completely different.
Let's have a think.
I can think for you.
Skeletor.
No, not Skeletor.
That's just ridiculous. Good name, though. Good who?
Can you be Raphael, please?
Leonardo is my favourite.
Okay, Leonardo's fine. He's talking turtles, Scott. Are you aware of that?
No.
I thought you'd done a turtle joke there without realising. Raphael, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Oh, I see. No. I just think it's an exotic Spanish name.
Oh, very different image conjured up in your head, right?
That's right, yes. I certainly wasn't thinking of turtles.
Yes.
Anyway, what are you called now? I've forgotten. Raphael or Leonardo or what?
Leonardo.
Okay, Leonardo.
Right, so how can we help you, please?
I've been given 2 tickets to a Mumford & Sons gig.
Yes.
And I need to know whether I take my major fan best friend or just a normal fan girlfriend.
Oh, no.
Classic dilemma here.
When did you get given the tickets?
Just over a week ago.
And you've done nothing about this yet?
Absolutely not.
Have you done the thing that I do and that's promised both of them that you would take them and then have to make this choice now and come up with some excuse for the other one?
No, neither of them know that I got the ticket.
Okay. Oh, they don't know you got them?
No, but as soon as I ask the person that I'm going to go with, the other person will inevitably find out.
Yeah. Oh, no, and it's just two tickets.
It's just two tickets.
How long have you been with your girlfriend for?
Coming up 4 years.
And it would be a lovely date night, that, wouldn't it?
But she's not that into them, is she? I mean, she likes them, but she's not like a major fan.
No, she does like them. But yeah, my best mate is a major fan and he tried to get tickets.
Oh, he couldn't get tickets.
But what's lovely about you is you are thinking of both of them, okay? You're thinking of other people in this situation. One of them is going to have good news. One of them is going to get a ticket. So you might as well be honest with us. Who would you rather take if there were no consequences?
My mate.
Right, okay, I can see why we've changed your voice now. Were you waiting on making the decision for us to contact you and make it for you?
Yeah, I was basically holding out until this weekend.
Okay, what's the worst that will happen if you bring your best mate?
Well, I'd probably get a couple of days peace and quiet with a silent treatment, but it will probably end up costing me a lot of money.
We're going to have to buy a big present.
Yes.
Okay, and the other way round, what will happen with relationships between you and your best mate if you don't take him and you had the chance to?
I don't really want to think about that.
Oh, he's a massive fan, isn't he? He's not going to speak to you ever again. This could be bad for the friendship, right?
Very bad. And he is my best mate.
Sidebar, does your best mate and your girlfriend get on?
Very well.
Very well.
And so does my girlfriend with his girlfriend.
Oh, so you're all in it together. So, like, whoever gets the ticket, the other person's going to find out, aren't they?
Very quickly. I had the idea of telling my girlfriend that my friend had the tickets and he asked me. I know she will ask his girlfriend and she will dob me in.
Yeah, and that's worse thing, because then if you get caught lying like that, that's going to be really bad, isn't it?
Really bad.
Oh dear.
Which way are you leaning towards at the moment?
My mate.
Right, so you just basically rang us to make this difficult decision for you, right?
Yes, whatever you go with, I will go with.
Oh, pressure? Leonardo?
Yes.
You think it'll be more fun if you go with your mate, don't you?
Definitely.
But being in a relationship, as you are obliged, really, to take the girlfriend.
I think the rules are there to be broken.
I'm saying girlfriend every time.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't think so. I can kind of tell that you want to take your best friend, and I say go with your heart, not your head.
My best mate it is, then.
And I don't want you to make this decision right now. Can we wait for some people to, like, text in?
Yeah, definitely.
Is that all right? Because, like, I'll read out as many as I can just to see what people are saying about this. I don't want to be the people to make this decision, really.
Okay.
No, it's a hefty responsibility, that, actually, because what will happen is whoever you disappoint will then get the blame for it. It's better that we almost blame the rest of the UK.
Yes.
Widen it out.
Yeah, sounds good.
I'm basically taking it to deadlock.
Yeah, you are taking this to deadlock.
I am. I'm shirking all the responsibility here.
But whatever the result, you'll be able to tell the other person it wasn't my decision. It was the...
The Radio 1 listeners.
It was everyone. It was literally millions.
I got
them
all involved.
That's definitely the way I'm going.
Yeah, okay. Taking it to deadlock, Scott?
I actually am. There we are. There's an effect to approve it. I've taken it to deadlock.
We have been unable to reach a decision. We are now in deadlock.
Oh, no, we're not. Oh, no, we are. Oh, no, we're not again. Sorry, Ollie. okay, right, let's just see what people say. Because I'm saying girlfriend, Chris is saying
mate,
yeah.
Yeah.
I love that you waited before making a decision and contacted us first.
Yeah, I wanted to get your guys' opinion.
Yeah, I like it. And more people should do this on email, I think. Keep listening. I'll read out as many as I can.
Okay.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Get Scott Mills to ring the girlfriend to break the news to her. I'm absolutely not doing that on this occasion. No, thank you.
Few people think that you gave his name away in that call.
No, I didn't.
And that he's called Ollie. That's not right, is it? You were saying Sorry Ollie is in Sorry Ollie Murs.
Oh, yeah. I was
doing
an
impression.
I did a taking it to deadlock and then making a mistake joke, which I said Sorry Ollie, which meant Ollie Murs.
This is a good compromise.
A low blow.
Leonardo should take his mate and arrange for the girlfriends to have a girls' night out, then meet them after.
No, because the girl, because I know how girls work. Yes, I do. The girl would be like, well, yeah, but you know I'm the biggest fan of Mumford's. Oh, she's not the biggest fan. No, but she's still a massive fan, so she'll still be really annoyed.
See, letting people into a secret, I genuinely call you for this kind of advice,
yeah,
don't I?
Yeah, you do, like, all the time.
You do, and generally, you get these kind of things right, actually.
Generally.
What about this? This could backfire. What about the best friend and the girlfriend go together? And if you offer that up, they will probably the girlfriend will just say, no, you go with him.
Okay.
A few people suggest that, including Rich.
Okay, that's actually not a bad kind of double bluff because, I mean, it's a risk, but she might go, oh, actually, yeah, you go with him because you're his best mate. But here's a question to you. Would you, Chris Stark, let one of your best mates go to a gig on his own with your girlfriend?
Oh, I see. So you rule yourself out and let them two go together.
Because there's a chance that she's going to be like, oh, actually, I'm going to go. Yeah, I'll go with your best mate.
Now, it depends if you want me to be honest or not.
I want you to be honest.
Probably not.
So you wouldn't let one of your best friends...
No, it's not
best
that,
friends.
No, I wouldn't. It's not that they wouldn't let...
You wouldn't fancy it.
I would rather I kept myself involved in the situation.
But you can't. She shut you out. You've got to stay at home.
It seems to me the worst option would be ruling yourself out.
I think so, yes. The Scott Mills Daily. That's Ariana Grande and Focus. Focus on me!
Focus.
Focus on me! On BBC Radio 1.
You, when I played that the other day, it sounds boring without your brass.
It just, it's just crying out for it. I quite like that, but it is the same as Problem.
The truck. The truck makes it. As always, that truck is just... That is going straight in my basket.
Straight in yours. Anto Sharp was good today. On Bingo, really good.
Right, his little basket.
He's on... How do you like it? He's got a little basket, look. He's left it in the studio.
Left as a little mini basket.
Like a tiny shopping basket.
It's lovely, that.
And he's going to be on tomorrow as well. He's going to be doing a Straight In My Basket off with the listeners because we're giving them what they want, Greg. That's right. Today's Real or No Real follows now.
Diplo, the superstar DJ and host of Radio 1's Diplo and Friends, isn't followed by Radio 1 on Twitter.
Awkward.
Oh, that's really awkward.
Really awkward.
Do you remember when there was that thing between me and Zay Lowe where it was realised that neither of us followed each other? That was really awkward as well. That went off.
Oh, dear.
Do you know who I got followed by this morning?
Who?
Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Oh, that's nice.
Welcome along.
3 years. 3 years, I mean, that's been on.
That's not nice. Well, no, it's nice that they're following.
Wow.
But it was a noticeable follow this morning.
Hang on a second. It's just that some people... It's like some of my mates don't follow me, and it's not personal. You shouldn't take it personally. It's just the kind of person they are. They just don't think about it, and they're like, "Oh, I didn't realise I wasn't following you. I'm sorry."
I took a massive, massive insult from one of my best mates not following me on Twitter.
Yeah, it happens. A lot.
I had a massive go at him in the pub.
Did you?
Yeah, and weirdly, he followed Manchester United. He hates football and me on the same day. Thanks a lot, Pat.
Do you ever do that thing where to try and get someone to follow you, you unfollow them, then follow again? Try and get their attention.
Just you.
I want to say no, but yes.
Yes.
Oh, who have you done that to?
Oh, loads of people.
Like?
Swiftie back in the day.
Yeah. All right.
Coldplay.
Yeah. This is what you do, and you will have done it, Scott.
Loads
of
people.
You're pretending that you haven't.
I don't
actually, Chris, I'd say most.
Yeah. Well, you've got to, some of us have to be really persistent in trying to get a follow off someone.
Well, who have you been persistent with?
Maybe persistent with?
No, it's all right.
I told you I was persistent.
No, I can't remember who.
No, sure.
I was persistent with...
How convenient.
Rosie Huntington-Whiteley.
Were you?
Yes.
Did you get the follows in the end?
Eventually.
Oh, wow.
Persistence always pays off, chaps.
Yes.
Who would you like a follow from that you haven't yet
Me?
Achieved? Yeah.
Well, Coldplay was the last one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
So you were following them, then you unfollowed and then followed them again so they can see it.
So it pops up. Whoop, Greg Jones.
I think I'm content now.
Yeah?
I think I could die happy.
You've done everyone you wanted to do, have you?
Yeah, pretty much.
On Twitter? Yeah. So is Diplo off of Diplo and Friends, a Radio 1 DJ himself, superstar DJ, is he followed by actual Radio 1 on Twitter? Real or no real?
Probably not. I think this is real.
So real would be he isn't followed by Radio 1 on Twitter, okay?
Yeah.
I think if he's not, this is going to be something he'll have to address at the Radio 1 Christmas party.
Oh, no. No one wants to. Don't address anything at the Christmas party. It's the worst thing. I've learned from my mistakes there. Don't take it into your own hands. Not at Christmas.
Did you say real, Greg?
Yeah, I think it's real.
I think no real.
That one is real.
Oh. So, yeah, not followed on Twitter by Radio 1. But don't worry, we're going to have a word with someone.
I'd like to just go through a few people that the Radio 1 Breakfast Show Twitter account followed before Chris Stark.
That's okay. Crazy. That's I know. Right. I had a look this morning.
Who?
BBC Radio 2.
Yeah.
Ben Shepherd. Mm-hmm. Millie McIntosh.
Yeah, fair enough.
Busted.
Okay.
Someone called 1D Crazy.
It's like 300 or 400 people. Honestly, it's this morning they've suddenly gone, oh, you know who I quite like? We quite like that Chris.
No.
Fair enough. Like, I appreciate the follow.
Geordie Shaw.
Look, don't take it personally. You're taking it personally again. Look. And next.
As a Christmas gift, Simon Cowell will be naming a star after each of his fellow X Factor judges.
Sometimes what he does is he gives them a Botox voucher. Or he will give them a picture of himself. But this year, is Simon Cowell naming them a star each? You know when someone buys you a star for Christmas? Is that on? Is that real?
That used to be a really big deal. Yeah. I remember a lot of my mates at school, when they got their first ever girlfriend, would go, oh, you never guess what I got, Louise.
She bought me a star.
Bought her a star.
Oh, you bought her? Yeah, yeah, yeah. But is it an actual star or is it just a massive con?
Well, I don't think anyone owns the stars, technically. Mm. So it's quite a clever thing to sell, isn't it?
The person who came up with that is having a laugh.
That's what I think.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
They are having a laugh.
It's the same person, probably.
You own that.
it's the same person that means you can be a lord online. Oh, yeah, sign up here and you become a lord. I'm not, though, am I?
Well, you are to us.
Well, I am. I mean, I am a lord, but I am not... I'm not, like... I couldn't put it on a drop-down on Amazon.com.
You could.
You should. Why are you not doing that?
You told me you did sometimes.
Okay, I've done it once or twice.
And every now and then, doctor.
I do it with doctor.
I'm a... Well, yes, because you're a doctor.
Well, so, I
hello,
put that
doctor.
On... If I'm ordering stuff, I'll use doctor.
The,
Also, you look an idiot.
Quick question. Either of you two turning on any Christmas lights this year?
No.
No, not actually.
Because it is that time of year, isn't it?
I wonder if it's more embarrassing to be asked to or to not be asked to.
Oh, no, I'm saying I'd like to be asked.
Yeah, I think it's a bit like the Twitter thing. I kind of want to be asked, but I want to do that, I have to heavily hint that I'm interested.
Mm. Where would you switch on? What
for? Well, but it's Pin a Pantomime Evening tonight.
Again?
Which, of course, you said this earlier when I told you this.
It just comes around so quick.
Once a year it happens.
But there's, do you know about this, Pin a Pantomime?
The Pin a Panto.
Yeah, but there isn't any pantomime.
There's no pantomime.
So why is it called Pin a Pantomime Evening? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, what is
any
it?
Panto. There's no panto element.
I've gone with my mates every year since I was born.
Probably since
with,
you were born?
Not with my mates.
You haven't.
You're like one. One with the lads.
Yeah, but it was like different mates back then, wasn't it? I was probably in a buggy or a pushchair or something. And
are you,
I was
going
but
tonight?
I was there with mates. I really want to go along tonight. I'm hoping to be able to get there. But there's no pantomime element to it. One year, me and my mates met... And this was pre-X Factor.
Oh,
this
no.
will impress you too.
Oh, God, I've heard this story a million times.
No, I haven't heard
times.
This.
Katie Waisel.
Oh, wow.
A parents owned a shop.
A parents owned a shop on the high street.
Yeah, and so we got chatting
with Katie Waisel.
That's great.
Anyway.
Well done, mate.
To be honest, I do look at people's Twitter and be like, oh, right, how'd they got that? Like when I saw Diana Vickers turn on some Christmas lights the other day, I was fuming.
Where was she?
I can't remember.
Diana Vickers is classic Christmas lights fodder, isn't
yeah, she?
She is the kind of person that
fodder.
That would turn up to... I'm sure she's done a fair few towns. It's the people that do several towns. I'm a true believer that you've got to turn on the lights in the town that you were born and bred.
No.
Yeah, well, you lose integrity if you're just doing all willy-nilly.
I'm jealous.
If you go and do 10 switch-ons, people are going to go, well, who is this guy?
It's like you're in with the mayors, right?
I'd
you're not going
to
have a mayor from a random town. You're not going to have the mayor of Eastleigh turning up in Pinner tonight to do the lights. That wouldn't be acceptable, would it?
I don't think it matters. As long as you're getting asked to switch on, it doesn't matter. But is Simon Cowell naming a star after each of his fellow X Factor judges this year?
It sounds nauseating enough to be true.
Yeah.
So that's probably real.
I think this is real.
That one... is no real.
Oh, no, it'll just be a picture of himself again.
A picture of himself.
And finally...
A favourite drink of same old love singer Selena Gomez is the juice from pickle jars.
Ooh. Now, I would say that if true, this is dampening down Gomez's sex appeal somewhat.
Yeah.
Because she smells of pickle juice.
But it might be one of those things where they're going, you know, you got to reconnect with the real people.
Okay, can I level
with
you?
Yeah, you're not keen on that. I think that's quite great, isn't it? It shows more of a side to someone.
Mm.
They go for the pickle juice.
Not particularly sexy, is it?
It's like when you hear a model being interviewed, they go, oh, well, I just have a couple of beers with the guys.
No, you don't.
I sometimes go to bed at 11:30 p.m.
You don't think she's necking pickles?
Mm-hmm. Anyone here, level with me, anyone here drank pickled onion juice, just the juice?
For the fun of it?
Yeah.
I don't think I have, no.
Never?
You?
Yeah, I have.
No. Why? Were you on, you weren't on your own, were you?
Was this one of your fad diets?
I think it
pickle
was.
Pickle juice diet you were on?
I think it was. And I think, we just run out of pickled onions. I was like, well, don't want to get the, you know, the juice to go to waste, so I just drink it.
Should have frozen it, made cubes.
Oh.
I haven't.
I can't see Gomez drinking pickle juice.
I think it's one of those things that she's sort of done forever and has not grown out of it.
I think she's all right. I don't think she's the same as say, Demi Lovato. Or I can imagine her drinking pickle juice.
Number 13 pickles.
I think this is probably real.
Mm. Real?
I think real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Good on her.
Yes, good on her. Go on, you Gomez. Go on, you carry on drinking that pickle juice, my darling.
Yeah.
She revealed in an interview that she is a massive fan of pickles. We've discussed this before on Real or No Real. Often enjoys them at the cinema, but then she always drinks the juice.
See? Great.
Oh,
that's good, that.
At the end of that...
Keeping it real, isn't it?
Round of Real or No Real.
I got 10, Greg got 20. He wins.
Big show today, Greg.
Yeah, loads going on. We have Rihanna with films. We have Carl Pilkington at 5:10, my special guest, and the fired person from last night's Apprentice.
Who I just saw on the way out. Do you know who it is, Chris?
No.
Okay.
I'd say it's one of the annoying ones. Narrows it down to everyone.
In my own time, when I've seen the show.
Yeah, I definitely saw them just leave. Okay, that's all with Greg later from 4 on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're back tomorrow for the last one of the week. Radio 1, 1 till 4, Friday afternoon. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.